Bible study. When sincerity isn't enough. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12, NKJV. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Introduction. A lot of people today believe this idea. As long as I'm sincere, God will accept me. That sounds kind, but it's not biblical. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12 warns us that a path can feel right, look right, and be believed strongly, and still lead to destruction. God is showing us that being sincere does not mean being saved. What matters is whether our beliefs line up with truth. Number one, many ways that seem right. Around the world, millions of people are sincerely religious. Muslims sincerely pray to Allah. Buddhists sincerely follow Buddha. Hindus sincerely worship many gods. Mormons sincerely believe in a different Jesus. To them, their path seems right. But sincerity does not equal truth. Jesus never said, "Choose whatever path works for you." He made a very clear claim, "And I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John chapter 14, verse 6. If all religions led to God, Jesus would not have needed to die on the cross. Number two, one God, one truth, one way. Here's the hard truth many people avoid. Islam denies that Jesus is God. Buddhism does not teach a personal God or salvation. Hinduism teaches many gods instead of one true God. Mormonism teaches that Jesus is not the eternal God. These beliefs may feel peaceful, meaningful, or cultural, but feelings don't save. The Bible says, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Truth is not decided by popularity. Truth is decided by God. Number three, why it feels right is dangerous. Many teens live by phrases like, "Follow your heart. This feels right to me." God understands. But the Bible gives a warning. The heart is deceitful above all things. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. Your heart can lie to you. Culture can lie to you. Religion without Jesus can lie to you. That's why Proverbs 14 and 12 says a way can seem right and still end in death. Number four, God doesn't judge intent, he judges truth. God does care about people, but he also cares about truth. A wrong map, even if followed sincerely, still leads to the wrong place. That's why Jesus preached repentance, baptism, and obedience, not just belief. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Conclusion, Proverbs 14 and 12 teaches us a serious lesson. Just because a belief is sincere, popular, cultural, emotional, does not mean it leads to life. Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, and Mormons may sincerely believe they are right, but sincerity without Jesus still leads to destruction. The real question is not, does this feel right to me? The real question is this what God said? Because only God's way leads to life.